This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is our friend who doesn't like to see us in person anymore from Insights Magazine, Adrian Miffy Guy Drayton. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Oh, a little hurt.
I do like to see you. I like coming in. It's just I've just been very busy, and I have to say, the Voyages of Dawn Treader is one of the reasons why I've been very busy.
Well, that's fair enough. Let's get your thoughts on it. Not that I smell.
Well, I guess you guys have been talking about it all morning because you saw it last night.
We did.
For the latest adventure, I'm really happy to see it back up on the screen. And for those who don't know the story, Lucy and Edmund Pevensey, together with Eustace Scrub, who's a bit of a whinger, enter Narnia through a painting in a forgotten room and begin a new adventure on the high seas with Prince Caspian, the warrior mouse Reepicheep, and the crew of the Dawn Treader, which is captained by Lord Drinian, played by Gary Sweet. More about him later.
Okay.
They join Caspian, who I must say, I don't know if you remember the second film, he had a bit of an accent.
I was wondering if he was different.
Well, you may remember, and I remember it because we watched it only a few weeks ago, the second film, Ben Barnes actually had what they call a Telmarine accent, which I think is part Greek, part Italian, part something or other. This film is only 3 years after that film, and he seems to have totally dropped that accent and gone with the British one. So anyway, that was just an interesting aside for me. And they all join in a quest to obtain the seven swords of the Lords of Telmar, which when brought together on Aslan's banquet table will vanquish evil from Narnia. So that's kind of their quest. This is one of the most beloved books in the series because it is primarily about the Christian life. And each character, of course, as you would have known when watching it last night, is somehow tempted and warned where temptation will lead. Lucy is tempted with vanity, Edmund with great power, Caspian that he isn't good enough to be king, but it's Eustace who undergoes the most radical transformation from utter disbelief to belief in Aslan himself. And I have to say, this is my most favourite part of that book, and it's done very well in the film, although probably some of the finer details of that transformation, him turning into a dragon and then his scales being taken off by Aslan, weren't done as well as I thought they could have been. Like, there wasn't enough exposition for me, because in the book it sort of explains how when Eustace puts on the gold cuff, he actually turns into the dragon and tries to scratch off the scales and all this sort of thing, and he's in a lot of pain. And it isn't until Aslan helps him take the dragon skin off that he's able to be free. And this is like a perfect metaphor for the Christian life, really. We can't do things under our own strength. We need Christ to help us. So that is a kind of an awesome, I guess, metaphor for Christian life for me. And it has always been a great thing in the book. And I was hoping they would do it well in the film, and I think they achieved it. In the book also, there's seven islands, and thankfully the film has condensed the voyage pretty well, and the climax of the film is very awesome with that amazing sea beast. I can't reveal too much about it because people need to see it. I do have one tiny niggle, though, and it's something that I've always sort of thought about the films, and it's that the four leads, the Pevensey children, aren't tremendous actors.
Okay.
Slight disconnect for me when I saw the film yesterday. The visuals and the special effects and the 3D stuff was all awesome, but there wasn't enough peril and kind of, I don't know, awe and wonderment in the acting for me. I don't know. It's just a little niggle for me, but I guess other people may not find that. And also, Gary Sweet's accent. Oh, dear. I couldn't really work it out. But anyway.
Adrian?
Sorry?
If they had a choice of picking a bald Australian to play the role,
they should have picked you.
They could have picked me. I'm glad you brought that up. Yes, I thought the same thing. Yeah. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, I guess his CV is just a little bit longer than yours, though, perhaps.
Oh, that's hurt, Dan. Now he won't be talking to you for the rest of the year.
Oh, no. Anyway, I've never thought him to be the greatest actor. He's always been a bit of an ochre lad, and the accent was a bit of a,
It was unique.
Trial.
It was just something original.
Don't defend him.
And also, Reepicheep, loved him. He was voiced by Simon Pegg. he's a great character and well rounded, and his story is in there, which is his voyage is always about going to Aslan's country. So yeah, it's a fantastic film. I have to say there are a few trade-offs for dramatic purposes, but Doug Gresham, who is a descendant of Lewis, has signed off on the screenplay and is happy that it actually is in the spirit of the book, and it is, for my money, it is in the spirit of the book, definitely. And it's great to see another Narnia Chronicle on the big screen, and I hope there's more to come. So I hope Fox gets enough money so they can keep them going.
Yeah, absolutely, because we'll see what happens, I suppose, and especially next time with the characters that will be involved in the next film.
Yes, Eustace and...
Jill?
Jill Pohl, yes. I think. So there'd be a new character. I did find the guy who played Eustace very good.
Yes, he was good.
Georgie Henley is a little bit, who plays Lucy, is always a bit under-roaring for me. That's okay. Just a personal thing. Everyone should go and see it.
All right. And how many fawns out of 10 do you give it?
Fawns out of 10. There wasn't many fawns in it last time.
Well, there was one. There was one.
I'm going to give it 9.
Okay, 9 fawns.
It's a faithful adaptation of the book, and the book is great and, yeah, excellent. So everybody needs to go and see it.
Had I said Minotaurs, would it still be 9?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I thought the Minotaur was quite good.
Yeah, I like the Minotaurs.
Swords would have been a more suitable one, I think.
Well, then it could only get 7.
That's all right. Oh, yeah, that's a point. But the fawn was clearly wearing just hairy pants. It was pretty clear that it was just wearing these pants with like fur all over them.
Yeah.
So that wasn't too crash up. But anyway, thank you so much, Adrian.
Thank you.
Adrian Drayton from Insights Magazine. You can read his reviews too at insights.uca.org.au.
.org.au as well. Yeah. I'd love a pair of hairy pants.
No.
Wouldn't that be cool? Just to wear around? People would be like, what?
What's
my
wrong
pants?
With you?
Check out my pants.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.